September 2nd, 1945. World War II officially ends, 6 years and a day after the fighting began. That's when Japan formally surrenders to the Allies on board the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. President Harry Truman tells Americans,
"The evil done by the Japanese warlords can never be repaired or forgotten. But their power to destroy and kill has been taken from them."
1944. A year before the war ends, future President George H.W. Bush, then a U.S. Navy pilot, sees combat in the Pacific. Bush is forced to bail out of his plane, hit by Japanese anti-aircraft fire during a bombing run. He is rescued by an American submarine a few hours later. 1864. During the American Civil War, Union General William T. Sherman's forces occupy Atlanta ahead of a devastating march to Savannah, Georgia. 1666. The Great Fire of London begins in a baker's shop in Pudding Lane near the Thames River. Its flames destroy thousands of homes in the medieval English city, but few lives. 1969. With the Vietnam War still raging, Ho Chi Minh, leader of Communist North Vietnam, dies at age 78. That happens nearly 25 years after Ho declares Vietnam's independence, and 5.5 years before the country is reunified under Communist rule. And 1985, a joint U.S.-French expedition discovers the wreckage of the Titanic, more than 70 years after the luxury liner sinks in the North Atlantic. They find the ship more than 1,200 feet underwater, more than 560 miles off Newfoundland, Canada. Today in history, September 2nd, Camille Bohannon, The Associated Press.